Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Uber will reclassify all of its UK-based drivers as workers in compliance with a recent UK Supreme Court ruling, which will see drivers receive some benefits, including minimum wage, holiday time, and pension contributions. This will impact more than 70,000 drivers, and Uber is still targeting hitting profitability by the end of 2021. The Chinese e-commerce platform Pinduoduo reported it had 788 million annual active users in 2020 in its Q4 earnings, surpassing Alibaba's 779 million annual users for the first time. Alibaba still holds a lead in monthly users, reporting 902 million in December 2020, compared to Pinduoduo's 720 million. The Wikimedia Foundation, which operates the Wikipedia Project, announced Wikimedia Enterprise, a commercial service designed to sell and deliver Wikipedia content directly to online platforms. Free snapshots of Wikipedia content and the direct feed of all changes made will still be available even to commercial clients, with the Enterprise service offering these in compatible formats, with support available for technical problems. Intel fully unveiled its 11th-gen Core desktop Rocket Lake S chips, built on the 14-nanometer Cypress Cove architecture and offering 19% better instructions per cycle. The top-end Core i9-11900K includes 8 cores and 16 threads, 2 cores fewer than the 10th-gen flagship, with processors across the range available now from $182 to $539. Micron announced it intends to sell its 3D XPoint fab in Lehi, Utah by the end of 2021 and exit the 3D XPoint market entirely. Micron co-developed 3D XPoint persistent memory with Intel, which it markets as Optane, which was supplied by Micron's fab as well as Intel's own facility in New Mexico. At a shareholder meeting, Samsung Electronics co-CEO Ko Dong-jin said the company was considering not releasing a new Galaxy Note device in 2021, citing a serious imbalance in supply and demand of chips. IDC estimates that Note models accounted for 5% of Samsung's smartphone shipments in the last 2 years. Utah's legislature passed a bill that would require all tablets and phones sold in the state after January 1, 2022, to include a pre-installed content filter capable of blocking material that is harmful to minors. The bill requires 5 other states to pass similar measures before it goes into effect, and now awaits signature by Utah Governor Spencer Cox. The mobility service Unagi expanded its all-access scooter subscription service to Austin, Miami, Nashville, Phoenix, the San Francisco Bay Area, and Seattle, as well as expanding service areas in New York and Los Angeles. The service ships customers an electric scooter they can use 24/7 for $49 a month. France's Competition Authority rejected a filing from ad companies and publishers to block Apple's app tracking transparency feature coming to iOS, saying that requiring apps to obtain user consent to track them doesn't appear to be abusive. The regulator does plan to launch a probe into how Apple implements the feature, looking at if it imposes stricter rules on third parties than does on itself. The French data protection regulator CNIL launched a probe into Alpha Exploration, the company behind Clubhouse, to see whether GDPR applies to the platform. Alpha Exploration currently has no presence in Europe, but has previously received inquiries from Germany's Hamburg data regulator about how it protects the privacy of European users. TikTok notified users that they will not be able to opt out of personalized advertising based on data collected by TikTok as of April 15th, although users will still be able to opt out of personalized ads using data obtained from TikTok's advertising partners. This change does not impact users in the EU. A group of 15 attorneys general, led by Texas, filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google back in December, saying Google used its monopolistic power to control pricing with its ad tech policies. An updated filing targets Google's Privacy Sandbox initiative, which the filing claims that, with Chrome's browser market share, requires advertisers to use Google as a middleman and further entrench its advertising system. GoPro released a new version of its mobile app, now renamed Quick. This can still be used to connect and control GoPro cameras, but also adds a private mural feed to help organize favorite photos and videos. With cloud backup of the mural feed, a video editor, and filters available with a $1.99 a month subscription, also available for free to existing GoPro Plus subscribers. Apple updated Apple Maps to now show COVID-19 vaccine locations pulled from the Vaccine Finder online service. The initial rollout will include 20,000 locations, with more added in the coming weeks. And finally, Google announced App Install Optimization, a feature to speed download and app load times that uses crowdsourced data to determine what parts of an app users typically use when first installing an app. The feature doesn't collect any personal information or content uploaded to an app, and data sharing can be turned off entirely in Play Store settings. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.